Going right to the coach right now?
We are
going
to go right to the coach right now. If I hit this particular... There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Powered by UNH Athletics. Join the Cats on February 9th and 10th. We celebrate our friend Coach Shumili on his 28th and final season. Great day to be a Wildcat. He's joining us on the phone right now, Coach Dick Shumili. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Doing okay.
I know.
Trying to kick off the new year, and obviously, we let it get away last weekend, and but the big one tonight with Boston University.
Yeah, and you guys are pretty closely matched here going into tonight's game, and obviously you're a bit of a skid, okay? But yeah. You've been through skids before, and what is the... How do you go about sort of riding this kid? I know you were talking on the news the other night about, it's about that 60 minutes of hockey. You can't start off slow or end slow. It's got to be a full 60 minutes. But how do you turn things around?
Well, you just got to stay positive, obviously. Yeah. The other night we jumped out to a 3-0 lead first period, and heading into the third period, we give up goals, and it's the 60 minutes. It's a penalty, a bad timing for a penalty, but yeah. You got to stay positive and make sure that the work, we're playing hard and give yourself an opportunity. And each weekend gets tougher, as this weekend with BU and then BC, who's leading Hockey East, we head down there Sunday afternoon.
You've had a lot of great goaltenders throughout your career at UNH. Danny Taroni just became the goaltender with the most saves in U.S. history after 3,252 saves. Total. Talk about Danny Taroni for a little bit.
Yeah, he's a fierce competitor, and as a coach, it's probably not the best stat having your goaltender making all those saves, but he's a kid that's played a lot of games for us, came in a difficult situation, and probably one of the hottest workers. He trains real hard. Yeah. But he's very, very athletic, a fierce competitor, and he makes huge saves when you need him.
Yeah, there you go. Kelly Brown.
Coach, how's BU doing this year, and what are their strengths?
Well, they're very talented, Kelly. I mean, they're in the middle of the pack right now. They came off, Maine beat them last weekend 3-0, and if you look around the league, it's kind of crazy right now, and it's all Hockey East, so they're in the middle of the pack. Everybody's just about finished with non-league games, and we go right into all Hockey East, and yep. It's going to be a battle right now, right to the finish in Hockey East.
Yeah, they're right there with you guys, right in the middle. Yeah. Now, BC, always a contender. What do you got to do to take down BC?
Well, BC's got great goaltending in Wall. He's a kid that, came just play with the junior World Junior Tournament. He's going to probably be one of the goalies with the Olympic team. He's a big kid. We had a great game with him earlier in the season, a 3-2 loss. He made a huge save, but we got to make sure we get to the net and get second and third shots off of him. He's that good.
I got to say that,
can you bring a couple extra pucks out there, maybe? Confuse him a little
not
bit.
Not a bad idea.
Three at a time. It's probably never been.
A couple on the bench, we can maybe throw him out.
That's a good idea right there. Coach, so here we are in your final season, and we don't talk about it a lot, and I get it, but I just want to let you know, I'm getting email and stuff from University of Maine fans, the arch nemesis, right, of the UNH Wildcat, who want to just pass along, their congratulations on a great career, even though it's not over yet. But I got a guy, Mike, who said, "Let's coach know, even though I'm a huge Black Bear fan, I'm pulling for him. We got mad respect for him, and I know that the Black Bear organization has a pretty cool night schedule for you when you go up to Orono with you and Red Gendron kind of doing a little back and forth thing. I think that's really cool. You have to enjoy that, I would think, right?"
Hey, the hockey community is a special community. There's a lot of good people in it, not only coaches, players, but the fans. And you go up to Orono, it's one of the great places to play college hockey. So it's mutual respect, and I'm flattered by it all. But, obviously, fierce competitor here, so we just want to win some hockey games here. And hopefully we can finish strong here down the stretch.
Yeah, I'm going to withhold all you Maine jokes for a week.
Yeah,
just because of that.
You can translate everything he just said.
We're going to head up there next Thursday, so here we go. Yeah, but it is one of the great arenas to play college hockey games.
I love how he's like, that's great, but we got to win tonight. That's what we got to do. 60 right. minutes of hockey. All right, good man. All right, Coach, good to talk to you, man. Good luck tonight. All right, we'll be pulling for you.
All right, thanks, gang.
You got
appreciate
it. Coach Dick Shumili. We've been on with – Coach has been on with us for 20-something years. 20-something years. I'm going to miss the hell out of him.
We're going to have on next year. We'll have a cooking special.
Yeah, there you go.
Cooking with the coach.
Do we have
have some tickets.
We do have some tickets to the game tonight.
Yes.
At the Whittemore Center, if you want to go. UNH Hockey. Email Laura at morningbuzz.com. And you can go UNH.